Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Right now, though, we're going to be looking at the situation for businesses around the country because almost 3,000 diners could be seated outside restaurants, cafes and pubs in Dublin's Temple Bar when pandemic restrictions ease in June. The Irish Times today reported that plans for outdoor tables and chairs on 17 streets in the city's cultural quarter will soon be submitted to Dublin City Council. Under the preliminary plans drafted by business group the Temple Bar Company, pedestrian squares, loading bays, road and path space would all be opened up to diners. Well, Drive Time's Della Kilroy has this report.
So look, we're standing in the middle of the pedestrian zone here in Temple Bar. We're outside the Temple Bar pub. People are probably very familiar with this as the site under the earth cam that you've probably seen thousands and tens of thousands of people stand under, and it's completely deserted. Temple Bar is probably one of the only areas in the city that has a large number of pedestrian streets. So that's what we looked at, and that's what we're starting with, to see what is feasible if all of the businesses in Temple Bar were to try and reopen on the 7th of June. And where would they go if they have to go outdoors?
I'm in Dublin's Temple Bar with Chief Executive of the Temple Bar Company, Martin Hart. Under plans proposed by the business group, almost 3,000 diners from 140 businesses could be seated outside in the area when COVID-19 restrictions ease next month.
What should it look like? Well, in an ideal world, we would like to have it in a uniform way, that the furniture looks the same. I suppose what we're trying to do is to try and help bring order to what could be chaos in an area like this, which has over 140 outlets that could want to trade on what is a very limited space. So this is going to require a little bit of joined up thinking, and it's going to be complex because you have different licenses enable people to do different things, and then you have bylaws also that prohibit drinking in a public place. So you have all of this cacophony of rules and regulations that don't necessarily, you know, lead to a coordinated approach.
This afternoon we've already had hail, rain and shine. How will customers be protected from the elements and the weather in Ireland?
We're reacting to the government statement that a summer is going to have to be outdoors. Ireland isn't an outdoorsy type of al fresco dining experience. You've seen that here in the last 20 minutes and probably in the next 20 minutes. Al fresco dining, outdoor trading, is not a panacea. If the plan that was drafted was successful and the maximum number of people you could get out in 28 acres were 3,000, that's only 10% of what was previously here. In terms of being protected from the elements, yeah, I mean, look, that's going to be a little bit more complex.
The largest number of diners is expected on Fleet Street, where 820 seats are proposed on the footpaths, loading bays and the roadway. Sean Sinclair is manager of the Morgan Hotel.
So as you can see behind you here, we have the loading bay area that's situated in front of our hotel on the cobbles on Fleet Street. We would be able to occupy some of that loading bay area for the majority of the day, add our windbreakers, our tables and chairs, and it would supplement our offering of our indoor F&B service, and we'd be able to extend that outdoor onto Fleet Street.
How would the changes impact pedestrians coming and going on this, in normal times, a very busy street?
So there would be access for emergency vehicles for the whole day. There'd be access for wheelchair users. We wouldn't be obstructive in any way at all. We currently have planning permission in place that is running until the 31st of May. So we're confident that will be extended, and we look forward to serving our customers on the street.
While the plans are yet to be reviewed by Dublin City Council, Temple Bar's Residents Association say while they're eager to bring life back to the city, they weren't fully consulted on the plans brought forward, and there's concern over noise levels and hours of operation. South East Inner City Green Party councillor is Claire Byrne.
Look, we need to be taking back as much of road space as possible to facilitate the outdoor lifestyle that we'll all have to be living this summer. A couple of things to consider, though. We do have to remember there are a lot of people live in Temple Bar. You know, even pre-COVID, they've had a lot of issues with noise and people. So, yes, the businesses have to survive, but we're going to have to do it in a way that strikes a good balance between businesses and residents.
The local residents association has said that one issue is that furniture is supposed to be taken out under current guidelines by 10 p.m. But they say that there's issues around enforcement. Are there plans for the council to become stricter in terms of enforcement, or how will this be done if the plan progresses?
Yeah, I mean, I think enforcement is going to have to play a key role across the city, but particularly in places like Temple Bar, where we do have, you know, a high level of residential properties there as well. So rather than just council staff, we could look at other opportunities, perhaps, you know, like security or ensuring that, you know, high level guard are present in the area as well. So, you know, there's plenty of funding that's been announced in the last few weeks, you know, 17 million for the outdoor dining scheme, 15 million for the outdoor summer scheme. We have a real opportunity to completely transform the city. And if we do it right, it'll be really great for both businesses and for the citizens as well.
While the plans won't block footpaths, activists say that pedestrianisation has had a knock-on effect on people with disabilities. Joan Carthy is a wheelchair user and advocacy manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association.
My concern, I suppose, both personally and professionally, would be in relation to the spaces that are left for people with disabilities. In Temple Bar, there's a lot of cobblestones which cause an issue and narrow paths that cause an issue for people who are wheelchair users or visually impaired. But now that we're looking to add street furniture, it's going to make it even more impossible. There's also going to be issues about food being brought from the restaurants onto the roadways across people who are trying to make their way up and down the footpath. So there's a couple of different areas that really need to be looked into and worked on, and it's really important that there is very meaningful consultation with people with disabilities that try to use these spaces on a daily basis.
And that was Joan McCarthy, advocacy manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association, ending that report from Della Kilroy.